Hi, this is your host Swapnil Bhartia, and welcome to LF Energy State of Energy Show. And today we have with us Juan Colel, co-founder and chief commercial officer at FlexiDAO. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You folks recently joined LF Energy, but before we talk about your involvement with LF Energy, I want to understand a bit about the company itself. You're a co-founder, so tell us, you know, what is the company all about?
We were founded 4 years ago with the mission of helping companies eliminate the emissions from the electricity that they buy. And the way we do that is by monitoring and certifying the origin of that power and its carbon emissions every hour of the day. We use blockchain technology as a certification enabler.
Can you go a bit deeper into when you do talk about, you know, helping companies reduce their carbon footprint or decarbonization goal? Are you talking about any specific sector, or you're talking about in general?
In general. So the world must cut 50% of carbon emissions by 2030, and electricity accounts for approximately 25% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. And for this reason, companies have placed now as a top priority the purchase of carbon-free energy. But how can companies really know if the energy that they buy is really free of carbon? Sometimes the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine. So the way we solve that is by getting into a more transparent traceability of the source of that power. We connect directly to renewable energy plants. We match the CO2 data of that hourly production that is happening on a particular moment of time. And we allocate that data to the consumption of a particular company. We've seen especially the data center industry take leadership on this topic of 24/7 carbon-free energy sourcing.
Can you also talk about, you know, how are you helping them?
Sure. So a practical example with one data center we're working in Amsterdam, they are buying renewable energy directly from a wind farm. This is a power purchase agreement. And in that case, what we did is take data from the production, electricity production of that wind farm. So we recorded that data on the blockchain, creating a granular certificate, an hourly certificate. And then we assigned that hourly production data to the consumption of the data center. So what the customer got is an interface, a portal, a web portal, where they could see the analytics of how the renewable production is matching on an hourly basis to their consumption, but also the underlying certificates to be able to claim in a credible way that their CO2 was really eliminated by the purchase of that power.
So if I'm not wrong, you more or less, like, the solution that you're offering is to give companies visibility into how much they're consuming, what impact it's having on the environment. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's about transparency. It's about credibility of the carbon emissions related and linked to the electricity sourcing.
Can you talk about how does your solution look like, you know, because if I'm not wrong, there is a CFE score and there is Respring. So talk about your solution that, you know, companies use.
Sure. So we have a free solution that is called CFE score. This is it's an online form. It's a way for companies that are just getting started on the 24/7 carbon-free energy journey to estimate how carbon-free they really are. So in that form, they input a couple of data points, like the countries where they're present in, the contracts that they have signed in terms of renewable energy, and then the tool will estimate how carbon-free they are on an hourly basis compared to how renewable they are over a yearly basis. And then our main product is called Respring, and that is a paid product. And there is where we actually use the blockchain to certify on an hourly basis the production sources with your consumption. And there we use real consumption data and real production data.
And you did touch upon that, but if you can once again tell us, you know, what kind of users or, you know, companies you can name or not name, but I just want to understand who are, you know, leveraging your technologies and solutions.
Sure. So we have public collaboration announcements with companies like Microsoft, Vodafone, but also with energy suppliers like Acciona or Iberdrola. And we tend to see interest from the industrial sector. So we don't work with households. For now, it's mainly companies that have strong sustainability goals and that want to show sustainability leadership on top of the current practices that are basically based on the purchase of renewable energy certificates.
Now let's talk about your involvement with open source and LF Energy. You earlier talked about that. Tell us, you know, first of all, how much open source you folks do and why?
We do have some elements that are open source. For instance, we are actually an application layer that sits on top of the blockchain. We don't have a blockchain ourselves, and within that blockchain ecosystem, we recommend the usage of the Energy Web blockchain. And in that ecosystem, we have developed some open source toolkits and functionalities. For instance, the token that we use that represents the hourly content of carbon of the electricity produced is coming from a non-fungible token. This is a tech innovation that we did open source, that our CTO did open source. It's called ERC-1888 is the technical term. And it's basically a non-fungible token that can be applied for the energy sector, like an NFT for the energy sector.
Now let's talk about LF Energy. You recently joined the foundation. Talk about why.
We want to spread the word and spread the knowledge related to more granular carbon accounting and how carbon accounting can be linked to renewable electricity purchase. We think that we have experience there. We have the technology to do that. But especially, we also want other parties to help us learn with them. So we think this is about collaboration. If we want to accelerate the decarbonization of power grids, we all need to work together across industries. And we think that LFE Energy's ecosystem is the best suited for that.
Right. LFE Energy is relatively new organization. Actually, most of these technologies that we talk about are very, very new, and it's growing. Membership is also growing. What role do you think you will be playing in this ecosystem of LFE Energy?
We think we can add value, especially in topics related to data access. We have invested a lot of time exploring how to better access metering data and CO2 data across different grids. And we can also bring value in the understanding of the blockchain technology and how it can support into the carbon accounting processes and certification mechanisms behind this.
And that is also when we do talk about climate change, decarbonization, it also becomes a political topic as well. So when you do, you know, try to help companies, do you see that the challenges that are facing are more technical, or they're also more cultural and political as well? And if yes, how do you plan to handle them?
I think there's a big challenge that we all need to overcome related to standardization. Most companies still do not have a standard way to report on carbon emissions. There are no specific rules that go into details. There is a GHG, a greenhouse gas protocol, that establishes certain guidelines, but it's still quite loose. So I think that once in the coming years regulation becomes more strict and standards kick in, companies will have to be prepared with digitization to be able to report in an accurate and credible way on their carbon emissions. And I think that's the big challenge that companies need to face and address today, how to be prepared with digital tools to be reporting on carbon emissions and be able to face carbon taxes or carbon credits in the future.
When we talk about decarbonization or cutting your one's carbon footprint, there are multiple levels at which things are happening. Of course, there are a lot of initiatives which are at individual level. When I say individual, I'm not talking about end users. You know, a lot of companies are, you know, pledging to cut down their carbon footprint. And then there are global, you know, movement, you know, Paris Accord, you know, a lot of political movements are also happening there. And then there is also a lot of awareness. What role do you think organizations like Linux Foundation Energy are playing in becoming a catalyst to help? It doesn't matter whether you're a public sector, private sector, or an individual company.
I think LFE Energy can help drive standards and common understandings on how to treat carbon emission accounting for the industries to have a common language to speak and to ensure transparency and credibility of reporting of emissions. That if it comes from a broader ecosystem of industry participants, it is much more robust than individual claims that are done company by company. So I think LFE Energy can act as an ecosystem, kind of bringing the forces together of the industry into one single voice.
You folks just joined the foundation. It's also beginning of the year, so we have a lot of clean slates there. If I ask you, what are the things that you are expecting in 2022, or what are the things, since you just started working with the foundation, what plans do you see are there which we should all get excited about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think in 2022, the adoption of renewable energy purchases by corporates will continue to increase, both with power purchase agreements, but also with other mechanisms. And I think this year is the first year in which the companies will start understanding that it's not enough to just buy renewable energy of the year, that you also need to understand the carbon impact of that purchase. I think this is a tipping point. There are some companies like Google and Microsoft that are already starting to do that in previous years. And I think this year is the mainstream adoption of 24/7 carbon-free energy.
Let's just, you know, zoom out and just take a totally visionary perspective. And I'm pretty sure that's why you started the company as well. Let's just quickly talk about, you know, what are the benefits, you know, of, you know, when companies talk about 24/7, you know, carbon-free, all big companies, Microsoft, Google, no matter who you talk to, all the big, they have committed to reducing their carbon footprint by 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, whatever it is. Can you talk about the impact? Of course, there are business benefits as well, you know, but, you know, the most of the time we talk about the for the greater good. So let's talk about that aspect as well.
24/7 carbon-free energy sourcing is really about putting transparency on your carbon emissions that come from your power sourcing. So in a way, companies do that, first of all, for the environmental impact and environmental leadership. It's really the fastest way to decarbonize power grids. But there's also some business benefits when it comes to customer acquisition and retention. Customers are asking more and more transparent information of the carbon content of products and services. So companies like Google, Microsoft, or Iron Mountain are already thinking of adding that kind of transparency to meet customers' requests on CO2 data. There's also an element on risk mitigation. If you manage to buy renewable power in the same moment when it is produced, you're effectively managing a hedging against volatile wholesale market prices. So that can also have a positive impact in your profit and loss.
John, thank you so much for taking time out today and, of course, talk about the company, share your vision and goals, and also why you joined Lennox Foundation Energy and how you are kind of, you know, part of this bigger ecosystem now to change the world for good. So thanks for also sharing those visionary insights as well. And I would love to have you back on the show because I'm pretty sure that we'll be talking a lot about this topic in the time to come. Thank you.
Thanks. The pleasure was mine.